I'm telling you, we can depend and we can trust in the Lord. Amen. That's why Proverbs 3:5 said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own little intellect. Amen. I was telling them in Sunday school, everybody's so woke now. You know, that's the thing. We woke. Amen. They woke. Your mere little human logic and reasoning can't compare to the wisdom of God. Who are you? Can you see air? No, but it's there. How'd it happen? God did it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Turn to Mark chapter 13, verse 31. If you put it on the screen, I'll read from there. Be like, Bishop, I'm going to give me a backup plan just in case they don't get up there. Amen. Say amen when you have it. Listen to what it says. Verse 31, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. You better believe that when God's words come out of his mouth, that they are fixed. You ever seen a bridge or somebody pour some concrete deep into the ground to pour a foundation? That thing is fixed. I don't care how you stomp on it, you can get a shovel. That thing ain't going nowhere. God, his words are fixed. They're fixed. He said, you think about all the heavens and all of the earth. God said, that stuff will pass away, but my words can never, ever pass away. And I'm telling you, you better hear what I'm saying. God has spoken some words over you and your family, over me and mine, over this ministry, over this church, over your job, over everything that you're connected to. God has spoken some words concerning you. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8. Say amen when you have it. Now watch this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. But listen, since we can boldly come into the throne of grace, find help whenever we need it, amen, even though his thoughts are not our thoughts, they can be, amen? Why? Because God said, he said, listen, I will make my abode with you. I'll come and sup with you, amen? He said, I'll come and tell you all my secrets, amen? Amen? Now listen to what he says. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now verse 10, watch it very carefully. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth a bud, then it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Amen. What he's saying, just as sure, and we're going to read on, just as sure as the rain and snow falls from the sky, waters the earth and makes the grass grow, makes the apple trees grow and give seed and fruit. He said, just as sure as that happened, he said, so, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Just as when the rain fall out the sky, what's going to happen? The ground going to get wet. Just as sure as that ground get wet and make some grass grow somewhere. I don't care where you at. You put some water on some dirt somewhere. The grass is fixing to grow. Toy and I, we had a spot in our backyard. We paid the people to come put the pine straw out. They sprayed, and boy, we had it looking all nice and neat. Just to show us it rained, he got a little green thing out there. I had some kind of spray. I think that put too much water in this stuff. I sprayed it, and it kept on growing. I'm like, what? Really? So I said, I thought you sprayed. I'm like, babe, I did. Three times. I mean, you all look at it now. It's all kind of pine straw and grass everywhere. Amen. Just as for sure as it rains, God says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. And listen, when God speaks something, God said, it shall not return unto me void. It won't return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. When my word goes forth out of my mouth, saith the Lord, it's going to get the job done. When God says something, you can take it to the bank. Amen? Now let's look at God. We got to understand that God is much bigger than what our mind can perceive, conceive, or even begin to imagine. Amen? Turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Bishop read this Wednesday night, and I was so taken by it, I had to just go and study this out a little bit. Isaiah chapter 40 and start at verse 12. I think I want to read this out there. Number 5. No, hold on. Hang on 1 second. I want to see what translation I'm reading. I heard it, Kenny. I said, hold on a second. He done must have won. Try one more night. Not just read. Y'all still with me? There we go. I read out the mist. Okay. All right. Chapter 12. We'll talk about the greatness and the vastness of the Lord. Amen. Now, you got to understand, there's nothing. Yeah, chapter 40 and verse 12 in the message. Uh-huh. You got to understand, there's nothing that can be compared to God. No thing, amen? No thing. I don't care how smart you are. Albert Einstein, very smart man. Oh, I mean, his brain is like a little peanut compared to God, amen? Amen. Praise God. My smartness, you know, I'm one of the smartest people here on earth living, amen. The Bible said, think highly. What would it say? Don't think too highly? Oh, anyway, okay. All right. Verse 12. God, he said, who has scooped up the oceans in his two hands? The other translation says, who has scooped up the ocean in the palm of his hand? Now, I had a meeting in Biloxi. Yes, I think it was last year, maybe the first part of this year. And the hotel that my company put me up in, I had a balcony that was right on the beach. I mean, right the Gulf of Mexico. And as far as I could see, wasn't in but water. Not water, y'all. Water. When I stayed in Chicago, one of the Great Lakes, which one is in Chicago? Lake Erie or Lake Superior? Lake Michigan. Okay. And Ruby, you remember we came over, you asked me to cook this little hamburger that time? Oh, Jesus, I feel something. Hey, Ruby took care of me when I was in Chicago. Amen. I prayed. Thank God for my auntie. Amen. Lake Michigan. You could drive as far as the eye could see. Nothing but water. Y'all, that's a lot of water. The right near my house, the Sardis Lake. I drove by it a couple times before. That is a huge lake. I'm talking about, it's so big. I mean, it's just a lake. And just think about this. Compared to the oceans. You know, Bishop First Lady said when they took that cruise, he said they was out in the middle of the ocean. He said he looked this way, he looked that way. He ain't seen nothing but what? Water. Water. I mean, so much water. God Almighty in the palm of his hand can scoop it all up and hold it there. Great God, Jehovah. Who but God can do that? All the oceans, all the seas, all the lakes, all the rivers. Just scoop it up like a little drop of water in his hand. It's God. Great God, Jehovah.